Hello, this is Jeffrey from the Inclusive Android website. I'm going to be giving you a quick walkthrough, maybe not quite as quick as I'd like, but relatively quick, of an application called Total Commander. If you aren't familiar with this application, it is like the Swiss Army knife for file management on an Android device. It's free, you can get it in the Play Store. You will also find a number of add-ons you can install into Total Commander in addition to what it comes with by default. These you will also find in the Play Store. Add-ons that allow you to connect it to Dropbox and Google Drive, connect it to Windows LANs and shared drives or FTP sites. So, without further ado, why don't we go ahead and have a look at the application.
Device unlocked. Home. Total Commander. Total Commander. Showing items 1 to 10 of 15.
So, just to give you a general idea of the way the application is laid out, you've got a bar along the top with some general icons. Things like
Total Commander. History 3 period. Bookmarks 3 period. Search 3 period. Search 3 period. More options button.
So these buttons allow you to do things like see where you've been previously, search for specific files, and it does have a really great search in it, as well as make directories and other things off of the top bar. It's one row at the top, and then there's one row at the bottom. So the row at the top is the general items, and the row at the bottom are specific actions based on things that you have selected in the middle area. So along the bottom you'll find icons like
Select button.
Select.
Copy button.
Copy.
Pack button.
Pack, which is like
double
zipping
tap
a
to
file.
Select. Double tap and hold to long. Delete button.
Delete.
Sort button.
Sort.
Show two button bars button.
And there's you can show two button bars, which will give you more icons. In between those two bars, so that one goes along the bottom, and the other one goes along the top, there's a list of the files and folders or areas you can go to. This is actually two screens. So by default, you see the first panel, which is what we'll call it, and it's a list with icons a icon and file name, one beside the other, or an icon and a folder name beside the other. And if you tap the icon on the left, it selects it. So it's a little, so for example, if you wanted to select maybe three files out of the 10 it's showing, you would click each of the icons individually and they would be selected. Then you go down to the bottom to copy or cut. You can also alternately long press any of these entries. So you have a bar at the top, a bar at the bottom, and in between two tabs. Only one will be visible on the screen at once. So you can kind of generally use these as one tab will be your source, and one tab will be your destination.
Bookmarks.
So when you first load up the app, you're on your home screen within the app. So the list doesn't point to a given folder or file, but it gives you different sources or places you can go. So for example, on mine I have
SD card 2.2G, 9.5G, storage, emulated, 0.
Which is my internal
double
storage.
Tap to select. Double tap. SD card 2.138G, 29.7G.
That's my
storage.
32
SD
gig
one.
External SD card.
Double tap. Download photos storage.
It also
emulated.
Gives me a link to
zero.
Get the photos.
DCI. Downloaded files storage.
And to the downloaded
emulated.
Folder.
Zero. Bookmark. File system root 2.2.
I can even get into the file system root if I have rights to that because my phone is rooted, so that is an option.
Bookmarks.
I can also create bookmarks to areas I go frequently.
Installed apps.
You can even look at the installed
double
apps
tap
right
to select.
From the
double tap and
tool.
Drive. Access to Google Drive. 3/Drive.
So I can set, I can go have a look at what's in my Google Drive. I can also
FTP file transfer.
Do the same thing for an FTP site.
LAN window shares 3/.
I can even access a window share.
Double tap to select.
This is really useful for copying files to and from your phone wirelessly.
Paragon underscore NTFS 3/plugin.
So that plugin allows me to even connect up a external hard drive that's formatted as NTFS.
Totalbox 3/Dropbox.
I can have a look at Dropbox.
Show Wi-Fi transfer 3/Wi-Fi transfer.
I can transfer files between my phone and another device that has Total Commander on it using the Wi-Fi transfer mode and connecting both together.
Windows Live OwnDrive 3/Windows Sliver.
I can connect to SkyDrive or OneDrive.
Double tap and hold. Add plugins. Download 3 www.gila.com.
If you want to know what all the new plugins are, this link here will take you to it. But I find it's much simpler to just go looking for the plugins on the Play Store. So let's... Alright, so we're going to copy a file from my shared drive on my network to my phone through Wi-Fi using Total Commander. In this case, let's say I wanted to move a new ringtone to my phone. So first I would, on the left panel, find where I wanted to put it. So in this case I would put it under, let's say,
SD card 2.2G,
under the SD card, and then I would go down under ringtones.
Notification. TW. Temp. Less. Scaps. Less than. Ringtones. Less
so
than. Greater
the ringtones
than the 27.
Folder.
Hangouts underscore.
And then
messy.
Under this, I would then use two fingers to swipe over to the other side. And.
Gaps KK201406.
Then. I would move to where I wanted to copy
SD
it
card,
to.
2.2G, 9.5G,
no, sorry. Then I would
storage.
Sorry. Then I would move to where I want to copy it from. And in this case it's sitting on a shared drive on my Windows network. So let's go find LAN and Windows Share.
LAN Windows Shares 3/LAN.
All right. And show just as a note, when you first connect up a Windows Share, you do need to know the PC name, the username, and the password for that machine, and optionally the drive you want to connect to, or else you can connect and see what all the drives are. In the interest of speed and time, I've already set it up with one of my machines here. It's connected to my network addressable storage device, my disk station, or my Synology disk station. And I've already entered in the machine name, the username, and the password. But just to make a quick note, your first screen when you hit Windows has as
less
it
than new, ser-
new server, which is where you would add it.
Less than
some
settings,
you can
than
change about Windows shares.
Tap to disk station,
and then here
disk
is
station.
My Windows share that I'm trying to access. So I double click on that again, or double tap.
Disk station,
and I'm presented
disk station
with again a list
showing
of all the
1 to 10 of
drives that I have connected here. I put the material under a shared drive called tab temp.
Video less than der greater public less than temp less than der greater than
temp.
The 31st of December xCloud less than der.
So here I have my nice little ringtone here, which is the
Bananaphone.mp3 2.0m the 8th of June 2012 5:31
banana phone, the ring 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 banana phone. So I'm going to click to the left on the icon
bananaphone.mp3 button
button. That's
double
how you know it's
select.
The icon
tap and hold to
if
press.
I double tap that, it's now selected. And then I can select more files if I wanted to copy more files. But in this case, I just want to copy one. And then I go down to the bottom toolbar where I have that row of icons, of which one is...
Pack button. Delete button. Copy button.
Copy. So at
double
this point,
select.
I double,
double tap.
Copy.
Copy. Move. Copy. Move one file. Folder two.
And it verifies that I'm moving it to where I want to move it to. I could alternately, in the edit field
copy,
here...
Move. Copy. Move. Edit box. Currently editing. Storage. Emulated. Zero. Ringtones.
I could edit this and manually enter in a location, but because I've set the other panel as the destination I want it to move to, it is already set up and ready to go. I could pick move here, which would copy the file, then delete it from its source, but in this case I want to copy, which is the next button.
Copy button.
And then basically I click that.
Total commander. Alert copying from 2 0% 0% cancel. Total commander.
And
showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
It's already done copying. Now just to verify that, let's slide over to the other two finger swipe over to the other panel. And here we have
Hangouts underscore bananaphone.mp3 2.0m the 5th of June 2015 12:47
our banana phone item. Another item of note is that there is actually a media player built into Total Commander, and it does some interesting things I haven't seen any other player do. So for example, it will play an M3U stream. So for example, if we go off of here and we go back up to my
SD card 2. Photos, SD card 2, 1, 3.
And I've got...
Audiobooks, Beyond Pod, less than... Blindy TV,
I have all the Blindy TV channels
TV,
here
Shify, M3U
as M3U
showing
files.
Items 1 to 6 of 6.
So in order to...
Blindy TV, comedy,
listen
M3U,
in,
4, 1, 2,
I just double tap.
Open
it'll ask me what I want to open it with, and I
want to
open it with their Total Commander Q, which is where it would go to play.
Total CMD Q.
I'll just double tap that, and then a second time for it to open.
Total Commander TC Media Player Comedy.mp3
no. No, this isn't gonna work.
And right away,
out.
We're up and going on Blindy TV.
Well, sorry, that'll be $49 on credit card.
And I'll get out of
commander.
There. So, just in terms of a fully functioning file manager, I can't recommend anything but Total Commander. It is the most powerful, the most flexible, and the most consistent presentation. You can copy files to and from Dropbox. You can copy to and files from an FTP. You can copy to and file and from your Google Drive and all kinds of other sources. And it's always that same interface, always that same process where you basically have one panel that's your destination and one panel that's your source, and you just tell it what you want to do with it. It's really good in that respect. You can also, just as one last item, you can also
select button.
Use the select.
Alert select, unselect files, hint, tap on the file, folder icon to select manually, asterisk plus files, folders, select, remove selection, invert selection.
And here, you can actually do wildcard selections. So you could do A star dot star, which would select all of your files that begin with the letter A, for example. Or you could select one or two files, and then say invert your selections, and have it select all the files but the two that you just selected a minute ago. So there's lots and lots of ways to get tasks done really quickly. So I hope you found this tutorial helpful. And if you have any other tips or tricks, I welcome you to upload an audio tutorial to Inclusive Android, which you can get to the website at http://inclusiveandroid.com. You can register for a free account, and anybody can upload content. There's walkthroughs on the site, actually in audio and text form, that'll walk you through submitting content too. So if you're unsure of that, don't worry. We don't need you to be highly technical. You don't need to be an expert. And just like me in this demo, just show us something simple. so we can all learn, because it's all about creating a community. So until next time, have a great day, and I hope you found this useful.